From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The government is describing it as aspirational rather than operational. Seven men have been indicted in connection with alleged terrorist plots to attack sites in Miami and in Chicago. The Justice Department says the cities face no immediate threat. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said this bust is different from some other terrorism arrests. The defendants here are homegrown.
Today, terrorist threats may come from smaller, more loosely defined cells who are not affiliated with Al-Qaeda, but who are inspired by a violent jihadist message. And left unchecked, these homegrown terrorists may prove to be as dangerous as groups like Al-Qaeda.
Agents arrested seven men. Five are U.S.-born, and the other two are Haitians. According to the indictment, the men hoped to bomb the Sears Tower in Chicago and government buildings in Miami. They're charged with conspiracy to support Al-Qaeda and wage war on the U.S. U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta described their goals at a press conference in Miami.
We believe that these defendants sought the support of Al-Qaeda to, in their own words, wage jihad and war against the United States, to, quote, kill all the devils that we can. They hoped that their attacks would be, in their own words, quote, just as good or greater than 9/11.
Acosta says the men were stopped before they acquired any explosives or other tools that would have helped them carry out their plan.
They certainly had the will. They were searching for the way, is the bottom line. They had the intent. They had the desire. They took steps toward accomplishing their mission.
Those steps allegedly included meeting with an undercover agent who the men believed was an Al-Qaeda member. The defendants allegedly took an oath of allegiance to Al-Qaeda, and they asked the agent for funding, uniforms, and weapons to carry out their plans. They even gave him a list of shoe sizes to purchase military boots. They also took photographs of their intended targets. Despite the indictment's reference to jihad and an Islamic army, Muslim groups said the defendants have no relation to Islam. It's unclear what group, if any, these men belonged to. Deputy FBI Director John Pistol said they shared a common ideology.
They did not believe that the government of the United States had legal authority over them. They were separatists in the sense of not believing that the U.S. government had the legal authority to enforce certain laws against them, and so it's from that ideology that some of this stems.
After the press conference, Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty talked with reporters but would not allow his voice to be broadcast. He described this takedown as part of an approach to terrorism that he called prevention through prosecution. He said it's a shift from reactive law enforcement to proactive law enforcement. He said, "I think the American people want us to move when we can move, when our cases hold up in court." One reporter asked about the timing of these arrests. They occurred on the same day the New York Times published a story about banking surveillance that the administration reportedly did not want published. McNulty replied, "There is no connection. Take my word for it. The case came forward when it was ready to be brought." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.